Have you ever shouted, "Mine," as a child? That primal claim shapes our lives in profound ways we rarely notice. Ownership isn't a natural state, but a constant negotiation happening all around us, from airplane seat conflicts to digital privacy battles. When someone reclines their seat into your knees, you're experiencing a carefully designed ownership ambiguity that airlines profit from. They deliberately sell the same wedge of space twice, maintaining ambiguity about who owns it while encouraging passengers to upgrade for comfort. This pattern extends far beyond air travel. Movie theaters, concert venues, and sports stadiums all profit from similar spatial ambiguities. In our digital lives, the stakes are even higher. Every click, purchase, and interaction becomes a valuable commodity as tech giants build billion-dollar empires by claiming ownership of data trails we leave behind. When you snap a picture in public, you own the copyright, but the subjects have publicity rights, and platforms where you share it often claim broad usage rights. Even clear ownership violations are strategically overlooked when profitable. When journalist Jenna Wortham watched HBO's Game of Thrones using borrowed login credentials, she was technically committing a federal crime. Yet HBO's CEO described password sharing as a terrific marketing vehicle that builds video addicts who eventually become paying customers. This calculated tolerance reveals how ownership rules bend when powerful entities see profit potential. All ownership conflicts stem from six fundamental stories humans use to claim resources, each tapping into powerful intuitions about rightful ownership. First in time, first come, first served, is frequently reimagined for strategic purposes. Duke University replaces simple queuing with a grueling 36-hour campout complete with random horn blasts just to enter a basketball ticket lottery. This system cultivates their passionate Cameron Crazies fan base while building student community. Disney has monetized this principle through their FastPass Plus system and VIP tours, creating profitable tiers of queue jumping while maintaining an appearance of fairness. Possession, 9/10 of the law, emerges early in human development, with mine becoming crucial by 18 months. Retailers exploit this psychology by encouraging product handling. When that iPad becomes my iPad, the price feels more reasonable. Car dealerships use test drives, and clothing stores place strategic mirrors to strengthen this possession effect. This principle can even override legal ownership, as seen when former Boulder Mayor Richard McLean gained 1/3 of his neighbor's vacant lots through adverse possession after years of use. Despite the Curlins holding proper deeds and paying taxes, McLean won the land, prompting public outcry and legal reform in Colorado. The labor principle of you reap what you sow drives intellectual property, but creates conflicts. Consider Martin Luther King Jr.'s I Have a Dream speech. After his death, his estate's aggressive monetization and high licensing fees made many teachers avoid civil rights topics in classrooms. Rights fragmentation often creates gridlock. The Emmy-winning Eyes on the Prize remained unavailable for 20 years due to licensing complexities. Similarly, a promising Alzheimer's treatment was abandoned when patent holders demanded fees exceeding potential profits. Self-ownership debates persist in medicine. While kidney donation is celebrated, selling kidneys remains illegal everywhere except Iran, despite thousands dying on wait lists. Contrast this with America's egg donor market, where sales reach $100,000. In sports, baseball player Curt Flood challenged ownership rights in 1969, refusing to be traded like property. Though he lost his case, his protest led to the 1998 Curt Flood Act, establishing free agency and transforming professional sports. Family inheritance patterns perpetuate wealth disparities, especially in minority communities. When Black Americans die without wills, their land becomes heir property with fragmented ownership. This occurred with John Brown's 80-acre Mississippi farm, where ownership scattered among 66 heirs. When his daughter-in-law sought legal help, a court-forced auction allowed a lumber company to acquire the property at a fraction of its value. The consequences are stark. black farm ownership has declined 98% since 1920 versus 50% for white-owned farms. With 75% of black Americans lacking wills, double the white rate, over a quarter of black-owned land in the Southeast is now heir property, making land management nearly impossible. America's founders rejected England's aristocratic inheritance system, viewing inherited wealth as anti-democratic. They banned entailment and nobility titles constitutionally. Yet modern tax policy has undermined this principle, with estate tax exemptions reaching $23.4 million per couple, effectively eliminating inheritance taxes for all but the wealthiest 0.1%. South Dakota triggered an interstate race by abolishing limits on trust duration. The state now offers perpetual dynasty trusts, asset protection, and Swiss-level secrecy. By 2020, South Dakota trust companies held over $350 billion, creating the private dynasties the founders sought to prevent. Ownership innovations can address major global challenges. New York City's water system illustrates this potential. When faced with water pollution in the 1990s, Commissioner Al Appleton created an innovative payment system compensating upstate landowners for maintaining water quality, avoiding a $4 billion treatment plant. This model has inspired over 550 similar programs globally, worth $42 billion annually. Alaska's crab fishing industry transformation shows how ownership structures save lives. The dangerous derby fishing system, which caused multiple annual deaths, was replaced with Iceland's catch shares model in 2005. This gave fishermen ownership of specific catch portions, extending the season from 3 days to 3 months, quadrupling profits and eliminating deaths. Cap-and-trade systems have transformed pollution control into a business opportunity. The U.S. sulfur dioxide program cut acid rain by 80% at quarter of the expected cost, while the EU's emissions trading system now manages 45% of EU greenhouse emissions. Digital ownership has become increasingly restrictive. Online purchases typically grant only non-exclusive, non-transferable, limited licenses. Companies retain control. Amazon has deleted books from Kindles, and Apple can disable entire purchased content libraries without compensation. Social cooperation around ownership is remarkable. Judges resolve only one in a million conflicts while we handle the rest ourselves. From childhood, we develop intuitive toddler's rules of ownership, like if I like it, it's mine, or if I saw it first, it's mine. Adults, too, navigate ownership rules instinctively, without formal legal training. Ownership becomes contested whenever valuable resources emerge, from parking spots to water rights to digital content. While the six ownership stories frame these disputes, each has a counter-narrative that can challenge established claims. First come, first served might work for concert tickets, but raises equity concerns when applied to natural resources. Owners actively shape these rules to influence behavior. Companies build brand loyalty through attachment stories, governments justify property rights through labor stories, and communities use first possession rules to protect commons. Mine ultimately represents a choice between competing narratives rather than an absolute truth. Understanding these hidden rules enables us to better advocate for ourselves and our communities. The way we resolve ownership questions, from climate change to the digital economy, shapes our collective future. In an era where ownership increasingly defines freedom, mastering these invisible rules becomes essential.